The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Man, look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Nothing like a surprise brisk walk in the morning to get you ready for a week of work.
Wakes you up, doesn't it?
Does. It's going to be an interesting week here in Milwaukee. Hosting the RNC, our workplace here at the 3rd Street Market. Offices at the Avenue. Inside the security footprint, Gabe. Inside.
Not the the deep security where you need the actual credentials and all that. We're just on that outside perimeter. But guess what?
We're in.
Still got to go through security.
So I get off the highway this morning, looping around, making good time. Joshy was nice enough to give us a heads up saying, hey, at least 30 minutes for the security checkpoint, at least, right? And we were aware that we needed to get up earlier and get out the door and make sure that we were here. So I'll speak for you as well. We were sort of ready for it. I was not ready for it when I got off the highway. That line of cars from all directions to get to the security checkpoint here was long and intimidating. So I did the thing where I go, nope, 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 nope. Found another way in. So I ended up parking over by the Pfister and walking down Wisconsin Avenue. The barricades are up at the bridge for anybody who might be familiar with the downtown area. And just enjoying a leisurely walk, just a leisurely walk into our spot here at the Avenues. And I feel like I saved myself a ton of anxiety. I mean, there was anxiety, but I feel like I saved myself a ton of anxiety, too.
Well, you quickly alleviated the situation. That's what I did. I live on the Lower East Side. I thought, you know what? Okay, Josh said an extra half hour. I left my house at 5:40, or actually a little bit before then, because I got in line right about that time. And I was expecting, I come down water, get onto Michigan, and Michigan and Plankinton is where the security checkpoint is. I'm like, okay, it won't be that bad. The line was already at that point backed between Wells and Wisconsin. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll just kind of sit in the line, see if it's moving at all. Let's see if it's moving. I went about a half a block in 20 minutes.
And then what?
Drove home and walked in.
Drove home, walked in, got here faster.
Yeah, because that was clearly the play. So if you are planning on coming to the RNC for whatever reason.
Or downtown, 3rd Street Market.
If you're doing anything, either give yourself some time or plan on parking a ways away and walking.
Yeah. It's a backpack week is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a backpack week. Joshy, I know your experience was not similar to ours. You got the full-fledged security checkpoint experience.
Yeah, I did. I gave myself a half hour just to be safe this morning without giving you guys the warning. I got in line around 5:45, I want to say. And I waited in it until just after 6 a.m., I was at the
4:45 then?
Well, yes, 4:45. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
I was about to say 5:45 and 6. That seems like you had an easy way.
4:45. My okay. Apologies. I typically like to get in here shortly after 5 a.m. I get all my stuff ready for the show. We do all that. It was a long wait. Very slow moving. I was on water and Michigan, the entrance over here, right to the right of us. Tomorrow, I will be parking. One of my many frustrations with Milwaukee is how much space we waste on parking. But in a week like this week, it's going to provide a great help to many of us who have to come in here.
Wait a minute. You mean surface lots versus structures?
All of them. Surface lots and structures. Too much space wasted on parking in the city of Milwaukee that could be used for other valuable things. But that's for a different time. The check was fast. It was probably 2-3 minutes. It is awfully intimidating when you get surrounded by 8 or more Secret Service members. One, the bomb-sniffing dog. You pop your trunk, pop your hood, roll all your windows down, turn your car off, and they all got their little flashlights, and they're looking in at you. The check's fairly quick. I did clean my car out as a service to those guys so they didn't have to root around in all the junk that...
Thank you for your service?
Yeah, how kind of you.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's my car, you just kind of throw stuff in the back, especially from golf. Hey, here's a sweatshirt I wore. Here's some socks I took off because I got wet. So I cleaned all that stuff out. So the check was quick. It's just the line doesn't move very fast. It is what you would expect when a potential presidential candidate is coming into town. It is as detailed of a search as you imagine. I don't know if because I was early it was worse, because Steve Scafidi from 620 WTMJ said it only took him about 45 minutes.
Still bad.
Which is still a lot of time.
Of sitting. You're yes. Just sitting in line.
Just twiddling your thumbs.
I will say this, because Jen, you have been rightfully an advocate of the zipper merch. Like, hey, everybody coming together. And this is
how
not
one. How dare you bring up the zipper merch this, so early in this show?
This is not one of those zipper merch situations. Lanes are open. So if you are, like I was, southbound on Water Street, the line started in the right. So get over into that line as quickly as you can. This is not a situation where you get to cruise up in the left lane and try to cut over. Because that left lane, other people have to get to the south side of Milwaukee to go to work while you're trying to get into the security zone. You want to keep that lane clear for people who, you know, have to go through the third ward, do things like that. Like my wife. My wife works on the south side, and after I got home, spent about 2 or 3 minutes game planning with her on the best way for her to go to work today, because she's got to drive past all of this traffic. So don't like go all the way up to Michigan and then think you're going to cut over. That makes you a jackwagon.
So hold on. Do you think a lot of people will be working from home, working remotely this week, if they are in and around the footprint of the RNC?
I know our office, I think, is going to be basically a ghost town at this point.
Yeah, I sent some messages to some of the higher up saying, hey, it's that inconvenient. It's probably worse than we even anticipated, because we were told give yourself 15 minutes, which was about five times too short for what I experienced this morning. An easy way to get around it, and not saying like get around it, but if you have to come in here for work, you can park at some of the lots like Jen did, or you can, I'm going to be using the Amtrak parking lot that they have there, and just walking in, because all I got to do is get, I mean, we're right on the border here. Like, we are as close to almost being out of this as humanly possible, but just enough in where you have to go through it. So if you have a bicycle, use it, even though we can say what we want about bicyclists, but we're not going to today. Use your feet. Use your feet. That's the way to do it this week.
You are just taking this platform and running with all of your Milwaukee complaints.
Yep, got them.
So far, it's the parking situation and the cyclist situation. You want to go 3 for 3? Yeah, another one you want to throw in there just for consistency?
Get something off your chest, Josh.
I didn't have a plan on it. I did see, which was pretty cool, guys. One of the boats just has machine guns mounted to it on the river there.
One of the boats?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, because the river shut down.
Uh-huh.
So there's like a police boat.
Whoa, I didn't know that either. Yeah. They shut down the river. So where? At the mouth? Like way over by the, the pizza place?
I'm not quite sure from where to where, but like, especially downtown, like you cannot be taking boats on the river at all this week.
Fantastic. I mean, again, I didn't even think of that as an element to it. Just let me ask you this, though. How did we end up being the suckers who had to come into work this morning? Feels like everybody else is sort of going, game plan for this, working from home. Got a unit somewhere doing the show. Chewy called out today.
Well, I mean, in fairness, so we know how the big guy hates Mondays.
Yes,
you know, he's like Garfield the cat that way.
Yep.
And so he's taking the next 2 Mondays off to kind of give himself a nice little reprieve. And it just so happened to coincide that the first Monday he took off was the first day that we had to deal with the security measures.
Is he smarter than we give him credit for?
Absolutely not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Mm. Sometimes I see people and they're like, Chewy, huh? He's a dumbass, huh? And I'm like, I think some of it is, you know, an amplified character, right? It's taking certain characteristics of his personality and sort of, exaggerating them a little bit. And you're saying...
Not even a little bit. That's just who he is.
I'm leaning more blind squirrel here than idiot savant.
No, it's idiot savant. Well, in this situation, might be blind squirrel. But I would say most of the time, it's idiot savant.
Put it on the poll, Jen gave it to you. When you think of Mark Chmura... Do you think more idiot savant or blind squirrel?
Well, because the thing is, like, yes, he says some dumb things a lot of times. But when you start talking about football...
Wait. Can you imagine describing someone that way and then trying to tell me that it's a compliment. You just said he says some dumb things.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yes, that's correct. And I think he would agree with that. But then ask him any question about football, and he is talking about football on such an advanced level that you can't follow him. You can't. So there's the savant part, there's the idiot part, and then there's the savant part. The football, he is without a doubt a football genius. He knows inside and out, maybe because of the position he played, he knows football better than anyone I have ever run across. And then he takes out other people like Tausch by calling him cattle. So, you know, it's just how it goes.
I saw Tausch this weekend. He was down in our neck of the woods. The boys had a baseball tournament. Tausch walks up to me and goes, or I walked up to Tausch, said hello, shook his hand, da-da-da-da-da. He goes, what are you, taking a walk through the neighborhood? I go, what? He goes, what are you doing here? I go, my kid is playing second base right now. What are you talking about? What am I doing here? What are you doing here? He said, oh, I thought you got out of baseball. I said, what do you mean? He said, you told us a few years ago Chase was done and hallelujah, no more weekend tournaments in the summer. And I go, oh, yeah, they pulled us back in.
Just when you thought they were out.
They pulled us back in.
That's got to be coming to an end here soon, though, right?
24th. Yeah. July 24th. And then the first football starts.
Football starts, yeah. That's why I figured baseball was in.
They are very excited about football this time of year. It is a big, big week here in Milwaukee as we have the RNC. I believe it officially starts today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday they had like a kickoff party down at the lake at Summerfest. Excuse me. Heard very, very good reviews, right, by the way. Like, people were like, wow, Milwaukee. Wow, this is beautiful. Wow, what a day.
So that's, honestly.
Oh, here we go.
Well, like,
Media coming out here, folks.
Well, Milwaukee's been such a good captain, especially in the summer. Like, we who live here know how great Milwaukee is in the summer, especially when you get, I mean, yesterday might have been a little too warm for some people. I didn't mind it. It was fantastic. And now with all these people coming in, like, I was worried about this in 2020, and then, you know, it didn't really happen because of the pandemic. But now with all these people coming in and all the attention that this event's going to be getting, people are going to discover Milwaukee. It makes me a little nervous. Makes me think it could be a little harder to kind of do some of the things you love in summer because people are going to be coming in for them.
Mm. Fair enough. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we continue celebrating what will be a very big week for our city here, Milwaukee. Brewers had a big weekend, and Willy Adames, holy moly, had a big day. We're going to talk about that and what it means for his future in Milwaukee. Also, Gabe, you've been monitoring ESPN.com for us. Apparently, there is a new list. It is the season of lists here as we continue counting down the days to training camp. Is our list out yet on ESPN.com?
I have not seen it, but I'm guessing it's got to be coming very soon.
That list, of course, will be,
it is here.
I was going to say, 7 a.m. it goes live.
Boom.
It's got to be out
7 a.m. We've got the list, and today's list is
the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL.
All right, so we are going to figure that out. Also, did anybody watch Devontae Adams on receiver over the weekend? The big guy did. He's not here, but we can maybe paraphrase a text he sent to the group that we all had to work our way through to understand what it was. All that and more coming up on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A freaking catapult attached to his right hip. Like, I just made that up. A catapult.
That was good.
I kind of liked it. I was rolling with it, Rob.
Like a slingshot? Okay.
I'm calling old catapult leg from here on out.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just let me cry a little bit longer.
Very exciting weekend in the city of Milwaukee. And not just because the RNC is here. There will be a celebration of politics and all of that good stuff. Red, white, and blue. You said that the list is out.
It is out.
The quarterbacks. ESPN has been compiling these lists of the best players at each position.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not had, we being the Green Bay Packers, have not had a lot of representatives on these lists. Right, Gabe?
That is correct. So far they have released running backs, defensive tackles, edge rushers, safeties, tight ends, interior offensive linemen, offensive tackles, and then today quarterbacks. Josh Jacobs was seventh on the list. I believe Kenny Clark was eighth on the list of defensive tackles. Ninth on the list at safeties was Xavier. Excuse me, was he ninth or tenth?
I think he was tenth.
Tenth for Xavier McKinney. And then in the interior offensive lineman,
Elton Jenkins was 10th.
Elton Jenkins did make the list. But yeah, nobody really getting even close to being a top five player at their position, as Elton Jenkins was indeed 10th in the interior offensive lineman. So that brings us to today in quarterbacks, because I think we can all agree that the Packers aren't going to have an off-ball linebacker. They're not going to have a wide receiver in the top 10. Maybe Jair. Jair, I think, was 4th last year. So maybe based on reputation with the execs and scouts and personnel people that he might get onto that list. But this is one of the few last chances the Packers have to get somebody in the top 10 with Jordan Love the way he played in the second half of the season.
Okay, so, Joshy, what does your gut tell you? Have you seen the list already?
Oh, I know the list.
Darn it. See, this is where we need Chewy, because we know he hasn't seen the list.
He doesn't know how to work the internet.
And we could say, Chew, where do you think Jordan Love is ranked on this list? And he would say, I'll give him top 7. I'll give him top 7. Does that sound about what Chewy would say?
Something like that.
Or would he say 10? He might go lower than
7. I think he'd
7.
Go lower than 7.
Yeah. All right, Gabe, rather than play the guessing game, go ahead and tell us where the Green Bay Packers' Jordan Love is on ESPN.com's list of best quarterbacks for 2024.
Honorable mention.
Ooh. That stings.
You want the list?
Hold on.
Okay.
Do you think I could do the list? Do you think I could get the top 10? He's not top 10.
Yeah, so let me get a pen here. All right.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, you let me know.
All right. We know that Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the top of this list, maybe even the top spot on this list. Fair?
If you're not guessing Patrick Mahomes as one, the list is done. We need to have a different conversation.
If we're not guessing Patrick Mahomes as one, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you think Patrick Mahomes is anything other than one, we need to have a different conversation.
All right. So then let's go with Lamar Jackson.
Lamar is number 4.
Let's go with Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is not in the top 10.
Really? Well, that makes me feel a little bit better about Jordan Love not being in the top 10 then.
He is also in the honorable mention category.
Interesting. Okay. Let's go with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is number 3.
Let's go with Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's number 2.
Let's go with Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is 6.
Let's go with... See, this is where it gets interesting for me, because are they putting a guy like an Aaron Rodgers on the list in the top 10 just based on past performance? Are they putting Dak Prescott on this list, even though I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback in the league, but I don't make these lists, so he certainly could be top 10. Are they going to give CJ Stroud the nod after the season that the Houston Texans had? I'll guess they have Dak Prescott on this list.
Number 10.
So what do we have so far?
So you have the top 6. You are missing number 7, you're missing 8, and you are missing 9. And you're missing 5, excuse me. You're missing number 5.
Would they put Matthew Stafford on this list? I saw a list the other day that had Matthew Stafford as number 1. What was that list y'all sent me?
I think that was NFC quarterbacks.
Oh. And Jeremy Fowler was involved with that list, so that'd be a good indication here, Jen.
You take a break. the vitriol coming out of you.
That
this
was
morning.
More sarcasm.
Okay, that just feels like we're just taking things out left and right.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to miss his beautiful face.
He just was on Get Up above us a few
handsome
moments
devil.
Ago. Brock Purdy. Is Brock Purdy in the top 10?
Honorable mention.
Oh my goodness. All right, Gabe. Give me the last 3 that I missed in ESPN's quarterback rankings.
So number 5 is Matthew Stafford.
Oh. It's on the TV right now.
If I would have just waited.
Just had to hold down a couple seconds.
Number 7 is CJ Stroud.
Would have been able to cheat my way through that list.
8 is Aaron Rodgers. 9 is Jared Goff.
Okay. How do we feel about Jared Goff being above Jordan Love on the list, Joshy?
I mean, I understand it. the list to me seems to have some like kind of logical inconsistencies.
I was just going to say
that. But that's what you get when you pull all these execs and scouts and everybody and kind of let them determine their own criteria.
Because they're all going to have different things that they value, right?
We all understand Aaron Rodgers and how good he is, but did he attempt a pass last season? Was it one incompletion on the one he actually hurt his leg on? Like, what does that mean? CJ Stroud somehow on this list is 7, who's a rookie and has a pretty comparable yet more consistent season to Jordan Love. But Jared Goff, like, the numbers are the numbers. You could think whatever you want to about him as an actual quarterback, but like Matthew Stafford being 5 is very interesting to me. We haven't seen top 5 Matthew Stafford since the Super Bowl that he won.
Well, so I think that everybody looked at the Rams last year, and they're giving at least the people on this list are giving Stafford a lot of credit. He only missed 2 games. He was not healthy in 2022. And so according to this, he elevates the play around them. A high-ranking official with an NFL team said, Puka Nacua is a good player, but he's not the same guy without Stafford. He helps those guys reach their potential. So he's getting that credit.
He's getting credit for Puka and Cooper?
Apparently.
In 2023, he had a 63% completion percentage. He threw just under 4,000 yards. Like, when I say just under, I mean by like 35 yards. But is 4,000 the measure anymore? I always thought we kind of were getting closer to 4,500. You know, you're going to have guys throwing 5,000 yards. Like, you know what I'm saying? 4,000, it used to be like, whoa, what a good season. But now with the extra game, the 17th game, that feels like, okay.
Joe Burrow hasn't been the second best quarterback in the league since he went to a Super Bowl also.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, only 10 guys threw for more than 4,000 yards last year. So 4,000 yards is still a good season.
What was the highest, though? What were the highest passing
4,624 was the most.
4,500 is still, yeah.
Yeah, again, that puts you, only 3 guys threw for 4,500.
And again, well, part of that is because it's more of a passing league now. The people are throwing the ball more than they are running the ball. And, oh, by the way, you have an extra game of statistics to throw in there. I agree with Joshy on the inconsistencies here. So you're rewarding Aaron Rodgers for the body of work, right? The fact that he, in fact, will be a Hall of Famer. Maybe is Matthew Stafford getting a little of that treatment as well? Possibly. But then CJ Stroud on the other end, you know, has this boom season, rookie year. But you're telling me that some of those other guys who are in the honorable mentions, Brock Purdy, you're telling me Brock Purdy doesn't deserve, based on what his team has done, based on leading the San Francisco 49ers as far as he did, he doesn't deserve more love?
I don't think so. I don't think Brock. I mean, again, right now the discourse around Brock Purdy is either he's the best quarterback in the league or he stinks.
But where do you stand on that? You don't think he stinks?
No, but he's not. I don't think he's the best quarterback in the league either. I think just outside the top 10 seems about right for Brock
Kirk
Purdy.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He's the modern day. The thing, if we go back to the Stafford thing that's interesting there to me is Matthew Stafford's getting credit for Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, who are both tremendous, like all pro level players. If you apply that to Jordan Love, shouldn't he be getting a lot of credit for Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs?
But they haven't, like, those are still guys where the most yards in a single season amongst them is, what, 750?
Right, but I'm saying those guys, like, aren't, we're not talking about them in the same conversation.
Sure, but in whether it's fair or not, Josh, Jaden Reed was a second-round pick. Puka Nacua led all rookies last year in receiving yards with, what, 1,200-something?
Cooper Kupp was even later, too, when he was drafted.
Yeah, and Puka was a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Gabe, because we were just talking about Milwaukee and the RNC, and you were kind of like, hey, I don't want y'all to know about my city. I don't want you coming here in your downtime. Is there any part of you that feels similarly about Jordan Love? Is there any part of you that thinks that him being on the outside of the top 10, looking in the honorable mention category headed into the season, can be a good thing for, one, Jordan Love, and two, by extension, the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I don't think they're sneaking up on anyone this year. I think everybody on the schedule, like week one, I don't think the Eagles are going to be shocked by Jordan Love. I think it is a... the reason why I think CJ Stroud makes this list and Jordan Love does not, CJ was more consistent from day one. Not to say he didn't have any bad games, because he clearly did, but he was more consistent week one through week 18 last year. That was not the case for Jordan Love. He was really good in the back half of the season, and I'm guessing there are some scouts and some executives that are approaching him with a little bit of, okay, was that really what he is, or did he just get hot?
Well, and according to the article, and again, you can find this on ESPN.com, they have been populating lists of the best players at each position over the last 3 weeks or so as we get ready for training camp. It says that Stroud appeared on a few of the voters' ballots in their top three. CJ Stroud, with one season of NFL action under his belt, some, again, who voted on this, Gabe? You said it was scouts and coaches and
executives.
Yes. Have him in their top three.
Somebody had him at two.
That, to me, feels like an overreaction to one season of ball. If he backs it up this year, it feels a little justifiable. But, whew, top three? Ain't nobody out there putting Jordan Love in their top three. And maybe it is because a simple, Gabe, as you're saying, the first half of the season was, I don't know, maybe. Could be. Be great if he was. How do we feel about Aaron Rodgers at number eight, coming off of that Achilles injury? Again, to me, I feel like once you are 40 years old and you're trying to play the quarterback position and you're coming off of what was a season-ending injury, I got to see you out there before I'm willing to throw you in my top 10.
He's washed. He should not be in the top 10. I would not have him in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting them there based on what you've seen in prior years. And at that point, to me, it's like, okay, whatever. Like, what do I do with that?
And with him, it's not even the last season we saw him healthy.
Right.
Because the last season of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he wasn't a top 10 guy in the NFL.
No.
If you go back to the year before, yes, he was the top guy in the NFL. He won the MVP. But he hasn't been that guy since 2021.
Yeah, I mean, betting against Aaron Rodgers has proven to be a bad decision, except for injury-plagued seasons. But, I mean, it's not easy to come back from what was a catastrophic injury at his age.
No matter how much he wanted to make us think that he was going to potentially come back.
Rodgers appeared on fewer than 60% of the ballots, but the ballots that did have him on had him in the top five. Top five! There are executives out there who are still putting Aaron Rodgers, again, based on what we have seen him do in the past, top five on the list.
I think people are going to be shocked with what he looks like this season, meaning slower, not as mobile, throws off target because he's not. You just can't use that Achilles in the same way, and you're going to naturally protect yourself.
I guess to the larger point, I think the Jets still went 7-10 last year with abysmal quarterback play. I don't think he's going to be abysmal.
No.
And if he's just average to slightly above average, like that's going to be still a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And he's going to get credit for whatever that record is.
I think he can have, that offense can have success still. I just don't think MVP Aaron Rodgers is going to show up anymore. That we can kiss that goodbye. It's just, the age catches up.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of
fact. In the injuries. That's a tough injury.
Your reaction to this list, 800-990-3776. Jordan Love on the outside looking in. They're asking on GetUp right now, should Packers pay Jordan Love right now? Like right this moment? Well, no. Give us some time to
Give us a day.
Let us get ready for the content. So right now, I don't know about that GetUp, if they should pay him right now. But I do think that they are planning on paying him, that this is 100% going to get done, and it is just a matter of time before we are able to announce that. But he is not in the top 10, so that's an interesting nugget there for you guys. By the end of this week, Jordan Love could be the highest paid quarterback in the league, and he's not listed on the top 10 in ESPN's ranking of quarterbacks in 2024. So we're going to put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll right now. Does Jordan Love deserve to be in the NFL top 10 quarterbacks list on ESPN.com? Let us know how you feel on that. We roll on right after this.
If you're planning a fantasy football draft of your own, draft like a champ at Dave & Buster's. Book your fantasy draft, get 20% off food and non-alcoholic beverages, and even free appetizers all season long. Get the party started today. DNBParty.com. Speaking of Dave & Buster's, the ESPN Milwaukee Fantasy Football League is back this season. August 1st at Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, select ESPN Milwaukee fans will have the chance to draft their own teams right alongside their favorite ESPN Milwaukee hosts. Make sure you're listening this Friday, 94.5 ESPN, for details on how you can not only have your own team, but team up with one of our own at Dave & Buster's.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are you going to answer the question?
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's jumping.
He's like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
watch the show online this morning, we are directing everybody to our YouTube page on ESPN Milwaukee. There you can watch Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It sounds like there's been some changes to Twitter in the last 24 hours or so, or X, as folks call it, where you cannot stream on there currently. So follow us on YouTube, on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page, if you want to stream the show, watch the show. Dave from Aaron, I love our loyal listeners. Folks like Dave are real smart. He says, did Love finish top 10 last season in quarterback rankings? If so, he should be on the list headed into 2024. It's a really great observation from Dave. So during the break, I went ahead and pulled up the NFL.com quarterback rankings. Now, look, ESPN.com uses QBR. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to push that stat on us for, it feels like, a decade plus now to try to dictate a more in-depth, quote-unquote, accurate way of determining a quarterback's greatness. Right, Gabe? Again, for the folks out there, QBR also takes into, like, when you make certain plays, when you throw the interception, when you throw the touchdown.
Your rushing yards factor in, things like that. Yeah.
So, it also assigns value to, like, a big pass play is better than a five-yard pass play.
Sure. Which, again, we have also talked about the dink and dunk quarterback shouldn't get as much credibility as some of the other guys out there who are making the big-time plays. So I got two things in front of me. I got ESPN.com with their QBR rankings from 2023, and I have the NFL.com's just passing yards.
Passer rating?
Passer rating, yep. I'll go ahead and, I'll click on the rating one and just put that in order. So on ESPN.com, do you think Jordan Love was in the top 10 QBR for 2023?
I believe he was.
He was. He was number 9 on the list behind Purdy, Prescott, Allen, Jackson, Herbert, Stafford, Cousins, Mahomes. Jordan Love was next.
Okay.
Ahead of Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew, et cetera, et cetera. So let's kick on over to the NFL, NFL.com, stats, player stats. Do you think Jordan Love, now the problem with passer rating is you have to do minimum attempts.
Okay.
Do you have a minimum attempts you want to do there? Otherwise you're getting, just so you know, Jacoby Brissett with a 146.8 passer rating.
Good for Jacoby.
Year, okay.
Best quarterback in the league. Good for Jacoby.
Keenan Allen, who doesn't even play quarterback, has a 135.4.
Maybe he should play quarterback for the Bears this year.
So do you have a minimum attempts you'd like me to kick in here?
I mean, if you throw a minimum of attempts of like 400, I think you're going to be happy with the results.
All right. Do you have the list in front of you of passer rating minimum attempts?
I do not, but I can just take it. If I eliminate the less than 400 ones, Jordan Love would be in the top 10.
Who
like,
else?
Again, just barely.
Who is above him?
Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Lamar, Tua, C.J. Stroud, Russell Wilson, Jared Goff, Derek Carr.
So C.J. Stroud is right above Jordan Love then, right? He had a 100.8 passer rating on 499.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw it was mixing up the two lists. You got attempts and you got completions on 499 completions. And then what are Jordan Love's numbers by comparison?
So he was a 96.1 rating, 579 attempts with 372 completions.
So based on both of those lists, statistics, you know, one, the ESPN QBR, two, just simple passer rating, and we're doing minimum 400 attempts so that it gets rid of like, because Clifford is on that list, by the way. Sean Clifford was on that list.
Hell
in the top five, I think, for passer rating.
Quarterback controversy, baby.
You're such a thorn. So to Dave's point, based on both of those lists, Joshy, doesn't your gut also tell you that maybe he deserved to be top 10 on this list?
Yeah,
because again, what's happening with the Aaron Rodgers thing is they're throwing him back in there. He's not going to appear on either of these lists because he didn't throw a single completion last year.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously there's some value is given to the stats based on where some of these players are, but it's just a nebulous thing. These guys are picking, like, are they picking quarterbacks for the future? Or are they picking quarterbacks for just this year? Are they doing building a franchise around, like, a lot of those stats, like you, Gabe, in the most recent, was that just passer rating?
Yeah.
That heavily favors guys who don't risk the ball and are dink and dunk type guys. Like there is
high completion percentage, low turnover numbers.
Yes, those. That's what that is. So, I mean, if you look at the raw numbers of what Jordan Love did based on literally touchdowns versus interceptions and yards, those are all things that would be indicative of a guy being a top 10 quarterback.
It's just so hard because football tries to be more analytical and sometimes it's just difficult to have it all transfer because guess who had a lower QB rating, passer rating, than Jordan Love last year? Patrick Mahomes. And nobody's in their right mind is going to go, oh, Jordan's clearly better than Patrick
Mahomes. Well, and I mentioned that even by QBR, which again, I keep mentioning QBR because ESPN created this stat for the quarterback position to more accurately assess the value of the quarterback. And we just talked about some of the things that they value, that they put emphasis on when they are figuring out that number. It's why it is not exactly the same as passer rating, which is a more simplistic, watered down, just this number over this number passer rating. And in QBR, again, where we think Patrick Mahomes is the best, most talented quarterback on the field, he ranked eighth, just above Jordan Love.
Yeah. It's just so hard to break it all down to... Because you're so dependent upon everybody else. Like baseball, it's super easy to come up with great analytics because ultimately it's pitcher versus hitter. In football, when there's 21 other guys on the field other than the one player, it's hard to just narrow down statistics that are going to just accurately depict how good someone is versus somebody else.
What if you're a ground ball pitcher? What if you pitch to contact?
More democratic.
But I'm just saying, like, when you go in for negotiations,
yeah,
do you have to, like, tip of the cap to the defense behind you? Like, how does that work?
Well, but hard hit rate, and it ends up, you know, you are easily able to show, yeah, a guy, I'm not, my strikeout numbers aren't high, but it's like nobody's hitting me that hard anyway.
FIP.
That's another good one.
What did you just call me?
You're a FIP.
What does FIP stand for?
What is that acronym, Gabe?
Fielding Independent Pitching.
So that would be an indicative number of, hey, it's basically an ERA, but you're accounting for fielding. So no matter how good or bad those guys are,
you're telling me there's no comparable statistic like that.
Correct.
For quarterbacks. Where I mean, I know they try to break all that stuff down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like if you paid attention to when we were talking about Dontavian Wicks last week in the Bill Barnwell piece, like he breaks down... yards per route run, right? Like they try to dive deep into the weeds and it's easy to kind of just go, what? Excuse me? The hell is that? Because it's just so hard in football. Some of them are good. Some of are, it's tough to isolate because so much is independent upon so many other things that are happening on the field.
Quarterback is virtually impossible to isolate in the same way that even a yards per route run can accurately tell you how many times is this guy going out and running a route and how many yards is he getting based on that? That's like a good way to independent. It still has factors of the quarterback and the team around you. But like if you have a bad offensive line, you're going to have a struggle in all those numbers. If you have a coach that doesn't know how to call plays a la Arthur Smith, that number is going to be lower.
Like Devontae Adams last year had under 1,200 yards for the first time in like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't his fault.
Yeah,
not his fault that Jimmy G and Aiden O'Connell stink. There's only so much you can do. But everybody knows that Devontae Adams is still a good wide receiver, but he's just stuck in wide receiver purgatory.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Does Jordan Love deserve to be in the top 10 of all NFL quarterbacks this season? Because ESPN.com has him outside the top 10 as an honorable mention. And again, I think maybe this is as simple, and I'm not trying to make this a Rodgers versus Love thing. But we just told you about QBR. We just told you about passer rating. We told you Jordan Love was top 10 on both of those lists. The biggest distinction, the biggest difference in those lists from 2023 and this list that ESPN.com just put out there, they gave a spot to Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to appear on any list from last year. Didn't have the stats. Didn't play to have the stats. And so they're giving Aaron Rodgers, they're basically grandfathering him into this list based on what they have seen from him. But to Gabe's point, even the last time we saw him do an entire season's worth of work, he wasn't Hall of Fame Aaron Rodgers then. You could make the argument that Jordan Love deserves Aaron Rodgers' spot on this list, Gabe.
Yeah, without a doubt. You could make that argument. Unfortunately, the executives, and I wish I would have, in the honorable mention of that article, they would have put like the highest that somebody had Jordan Love on that list. Because that after you get past Patrick Mahomes, who's just kind of a consensus number one, like it becomes, I mean, Joe Burrow number two doesn't make a ton of sense to me just because he's coming off of all the injuries that he's had. I would have loved to see just the disparity between the opinions of Jordan Love on these executives, coaches, and scouts.
Don't forget to also vote on the other poll that we put on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which is when you think of Chewy, Which of these best describes him? Blind squirrel, which of course everybody understands, right? Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Or idiot savant.
I think idiot savant is...
I'm not sure if either of those are very flattering for our friend.
I think he's going to be excited to find out whatever it is.
If you, tomorrow when we see him again, if you call him an idiot savant, he's going to say thank you.
Because he hears savant?
Yeah.
No chance he knows what a savant is.
No, but he knows it's important.
He knows it's a good word.
Just so you know, right now, the reason I am putting that out there is that it is 50-50. 50-50 on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Idiot savant or blind squirrel? Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit our great city of Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located, not just this week when it is outside the footprint, but all the time. Right in the theater district of downtown Milwaukee, it's got deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas
as well.
They don't
work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN. I seen your picture. Your name and lots above it.
This is your big debut. Drew weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, Chewy is a blind savant. So, taking the one and the other and just smooshing it together.
He does need his glasses. We know that.
He does wander around blindly in the muck of the universe, but then he walks face first into something so brilliant, it makes you question everything you thought you knew about him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's done it too many times, though, to do the blind squirrel theory, because it's blind squirrel finds a nut. Not blind squirrel finds many nuts.
Yeah, well, that's...
What if you stumble upon someone else's...
Like the Scrooge McDuck bank?
Yeah, exactly. Someone else's saying, though, stash of nuts. Then you got a whole bunch of nuts.
Doesn't the saying extend to like once a day?
Well, it's the clock, right? A broken clock is
yeah,
right twice
so
a
like,
day.
I mean, it's few and far between where he stumbles into brilliance like three or four times a show. But he usually gives us at least one thing, sometimes two,
yeah,
a day. You just got to find them. We got to work them out of them.
Like last week when he decided that he wanted to apologize to Mark Attanasio.
Brilliant. Great. Loved it.
Had no idea that was coming.
And then he also brought up the 10.
Why would we?
And then he also, that was a rare two times because then he brought up who's the best run in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
He did that all in one segment.
Well, but what's crazy is we sit there and have a production meeting before the show every morning. He has the opportunity to throw out any ideas he might have. Any
you think that's in there? If you think that's in
it's
there...
It's obviously in there, Gabe. What? He excavated it.
No, it pops in there in the moment, and if he doesn't say it, then it disappears.
So Gabe is like, he's basically making baking soda and vinegar volcanoes is what he's doing. Okay,
yeah.
Like the baking soda is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will say something that sparks the vinegar and boom, we've got the
sometimes
kiddo
we're just playing. Yeah, sometimes it's just water. You know, sometimes it's...
That wasn't baking soda, that was baking powder, you dummy. Right? Like this is what basically... So whenever he has one of these moments, we should call it the volcano, the kiddo volcano. You
correct.
Know?
You just need the right thing to spark the reaction.
Spark the reaction. Good Lord. All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to in the second hour of the show this morning. I want to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, All-Star Week is upon us. Brewers have a couple of guys representing the squad. But more importantly than that, are they going to be able to hold on to Willy Adames or not? I want to talk about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.